This year's May Bumps on Cam FM. All the action at the riverside. Every stroke, every sweep, every bump. As and when it happens on 97.2.
Hi, Mikey Astor. Grassy corner, the first boats have already gone past me. Kings, Churchill, Murray Ed, more or less on station. Just had a bump as you passed over to me. Sydney Sussex W1 have been bumped by Spitz W1. They're looking absolutely chuffed as they pull in. Word I can't repeat really on the radio. But beyond then, Pembroke W2 are being pursued hotly by Emma W2. It's down to about half a belly, and you can hear it's like a cauldron here, a cauldron of noise. It's like that big stadium in Brazil, that one whose name I've forgotten. That's awkward. Now we've got Robinson W1, and there's overlap. Darwin on Robinson. Darwin looking pretty tasty today, but they're slowing down, trying not to get their oars in the reeds. Behind them, we've got Homerton W1, Deezer W1, and behind them, we've got Newnham W2. Well behind them, LMBC are about to be caught by Clare W2. Now, Adam, has anything more happened back at first post? Okay, I don't think we can go to first post. So Deezer are going past me right now. Deezer W2, rowing pretty nicely. They're about three boat lengths ahead of Newnham W2. And as I said, about five, six, seven boat lengths behind them, we've got LMBC W2, who are they're looking incredibly tired. The stroke side of the boat are above the bow side of the boat in terms of blade heights, looking scrappy, LMBC. Clare, on the other hand, again, quite short strokes, but they're gaining all the time. That bow ball inching ever closer to the cocks of Maggie. Clare are being barked at by their bank party. Clare taking a slightly wider angle around Grassy Corner, but I think possibly that bump could well happen by the time we get to Ditton. After Clare, I can see Downing. I can't see Keys or Wolfson. So that must mean then that Keys have been bumped by Wolfson, which means that Hugh Tall, Lucy Cav won. It's a very long and lonely row home for them.
Emily?
The blade heights are all over the place. I'm going to throw over to Emily, though, at first post corner.
So, Darwin have just bumped up on Robinson, opposite, just after the plough. Pembroke were ahead of them, who were being chased by Emma, about a length behind. Newnham are rowing past the plough. Oh, Clare are about to run LMBC right in front of me.
Brilliant. Can we now throw to Adam on the long reef? Adam, what can you see?
Yeah, so I've just seen the top boats fly past me. So Kings W1 are being hotly pursued by Churchill W1, but they're pretty much near the railway bridge now. I think they're going to be safe. And Murray Edwards are coming in behind them, and they're about two boat lengths away from Churchill. So it looks like the top three will probably row over. And then we've got a bit of a gap before Pembroke, who are still leading Emmanuel by quite a way. So not too much change at the top here. Over to you, Ben.
Well, thanks very much, Adam. So, yeah, the bumps so far that we've pulled are Sydney bumped by Fit, Robinson bumped by Darwin, Maggie bumped by Clare, and Keys bumped by Wilson. Now, back to you, Emily. Can you tell me anything about Homerton, Deezers, or Newnham?
I can't, actually. They all passed me, but I can't see any more of them now. Perhaps Adam can see more on the reach.
Up on the reach so far at the moment, we have Emmanuel just coming by, and they are well ahead of Homerton after the top left between them. And then behind them, I think we've got a bit of a gap towards Newnham, possibly. But I'll try and find that. So, yeah, not too many changes at the moment. Back to you, Ben, I suppose.
Yes, thanks. And so those top three boats, the Kings W1, Churchill W1, Murray Ed W1. I think Hannah at the railway bridge may be able to just see Kings W1 approaching you now. Hannah, are you there?
Yes, I'm here at the railway bridge. And I've just seen those top three crews going past.
past me, each with a two or three boat length gap in between them. So, as Adam said, it's looking to be a rowover for those three crews. And now I can see Pembroke and Emma W2 coming into view. And again, maybe four length boat length gap between those two crews. So again, set for a rowover. Adam, any more from you?
Yeah, I just want to confirm, actually, it looks like Jesus have just bumped up on Homerton. So, yeah, Jesus W2 bumped up on Homerton W1.
But we're going to call what we think we've seen in this division. So, King, Churchill, Murray Edwards all row over at the top of the division. Sydney Sussex bumped by Fitz. Pembroke 2, Emma 2 row over. Robinson 1 were bumped by Darwin 1. Homerton 1 bumped by Jesus 2. Newnham 2 row over. Maggie 2 were bumped by Claire 2. Downing 2 row over. Keys 2 bumped by Wolfson 1. And poor Hughes Hall, Lucy Cavendish. Long and lonely row home for them. They may even be approaching a long week by this stage. But it's always an upsetting time when you have to complete such a long row over with no prospect of a bump. But and they've already rowed once today, of course. But for the time being, at Wolfson, Steph Ware, a very happy Steph Ware, seeing her colleagues with foliage in their hair. So well done to Wolfson.
May bumps.
Cam FM.
Results.
I've got an update on the results of the W2 division. At the top of the division, we had row overs for Kings W1, Churchill W1 and Murray Edwards W1. Fitzwilliam W1 bumped up on Sydney Sussex W1. Then we had row overs for Pembroke W2 and Emma W2. Darwin W1 bumped Robinson W1. Jesus W2 bumped Homerton W1. We had a row over for Newnham W2. And we had Claire W2 bumping up on LNBC W2. Downing W2 rowed over. Wolfson W1 bumped Keys W2, and finally a row over for the sandwich boat Hughes Hall.
May bumps.
Cam FM.